Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, live from Cambridge. Where we ask the important questions like, which fictional character would make your best sidekick?
Like, to help me out, like, day-to-day activities?
Well, yeah, you know, just do sidekick shit.
I like that you pointed at me and I thought maybe it was just going to be my best sidekick.
Surprise!
Ah, pressure's on!
Salmon, you're out of the episode. It's all Jackson.
I'm going home.
Yeah, that's fair. It's all there if you need it.
So is it just stuff like my life? Like, I'm not fighting crime.
No.
I'm not, because I don't, in general life, tend to fight crime.
You do crime more than you fight it, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw a crime, I'd look the other way. I'll level with
Jackson,
the entire audience right now. I wouldn't stop a mugging.
We literally just discussed something backstage that I think definitely proves this. And this is 100% a true story that happened 10 minutes ago. I would not lie to a room full of my closest friends.
Uh-huh.
What am I about to be put on
be
trial
a surprise.
For?
Yeah.
Who said, I don't want to be friends with those guys.
So it's 69 of my closest friends and one cunt.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Where's my moral failing?
So today, what did you and you're also in trouble. What story were you just telling me before we came on stage?
We saw someone get hit by a car.
But they're fine.
They're fine. They're okay.
Just got bumped and maybe broke their ankle.
I've had basically the same thing happen to me because of you. So I don't mind. Dusha made me run across a road and a car hit me about the start of the year.
I said, let's run across the road. Guess who didn't run across the road?
Just me. A car clipped me. I had a bruised leg.
I had a good time. Anyway, just did the doing crime. You called the police.
I was in an Uber.
Right?
The person didn't, drive off.
He got out of the car. Heaps
of
people at the
crime.
They seemed okay.
You looked the other way. I told your good friend me about it before we went on and did a comedy show.
They're probably fine.
All right, so it's just helping me out day-to-day life?
Yeah.
All
your
right,
life
easy.
Doesn't change.
Oh, sick.
Or, I mean, you can use them to improve your life, I guess.
All right, done. I'm going to choose Multiple Man. Jamie Madrox, the X-Man, that just kind of makes multiple copies of himself.
Uh-huh.
So he just slams his belly and he gets another one. I don't know if he slams his belly. Boy.
No, yeah, you could slam his belly. If you punch him, more come out. If that does that help?
More come out than...
Like, you can punch him and then another one comes out.
Okay, I thought
you
meant like if I punched him, like the fallout of the punch would be like 8 multiple men that would pop out the other side.
I want to say yeah.
What happens if I squish him in like a car?
Like if you hit him with a car, I feel like you'd make a lot of
multiple men down the street.
Yes.
Okay, well, how's he helping you there?
Because, like, I run a business.
Yes.
Yep.
And sometimes I don't like doing a lot of the things associated with that business.
Sure.
Like running the business. So,
it's crazy that multiple men own sand spits.
Ah, shit. No, that's not what I want. Oh, okay. I'm starting to see maybe a flaw that might
Well, I just assumed right. you. I'm like, what are we recording today? And you're like, I don't know. That's Multiple Man.
That's Multiple Man.
Multiple Man's like another Multiple Man episode.
Tell me how great I am. Well, because again, there's like a lot of like small tasks that I don't really care about, like the minutiae here and there. And I'd be like, hey, can you do it? Kind of like, you know, just train him up because like he's just one person, and I've trained a few people up, i.e., the two dickheads beside me.
Yeah.
And imagine if I just trained one Jamie. Yeah. And then he just popped out several of them.
Hang on.
Did we just lose a job?
To a fucking X-Men. You know what? All this mutant shit you've been saying, I'm like, no. But the moment it's costing me a job, maybe I do hate it.
It's fucked up that Plumbing the Death Star is just Multiple Man now, talking to himself.
Just like, hey, I'm Jamie, and I'm also Jamie, and I'm also Jamie. Today's topic is, why is Multiple Man the true hero of every fictional universe? Because we are good. Thank you for listening. And on that note, I've been Jamie. I've also been Jamie. And I've also been Jamie.
It's very funny to imagine Zammit just watching those figures drop. As people are like, what happened to this?
Hey, if you like the show, head to sansmithplus.com. And you can, for as little as $5 a month, you can listen to Multiple Man talk about Multiple Man. Ad free, baby.
You listen to Hey Multiple Man, it's me, Multiple Man. And Multiple Man Spooks America. All of the Multiple Man Plus episodes.
Just head to multiplemanplus.com. It changes me.
Yeah.
He just consumes us entirely.
Like Multiple Man Plus Plus. But no, I think he's very good. He's run his own business. Like he had, you know, he did a detective agency. So he's got like, you know, some business
sense. Can you tell me what the similarities between a detective agency and what we do are?
Just in terms of running just a basic business, you got to do bookkeeping, you got to keep the tax man off your ass. So I assume it's very similar.
One thing that stresses me is I've seen the things that frustrate you with the company.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that he wouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
All right. So, there is a risk that I may lose the company.
No. I don't think there's a risk you lose the company. I think there's a risk the company goes under. It's still yours. It's just no good. Although, is this good?
I sort of imagine just meeting Zammit on a bus somewhere and we're like, hey, how's Sandspence doing? And you're like, I'm not in it anymore. It's just Multiple Man now. You know how Multiple Man is all media? Yeah, that was the start.
Yeah.
It's also worrying because, like, imagine we're just like, he tanks the company and he's like, oh, wait, no, it got better.
Yeah, imagine.
People, Multiple Man's funny. He's good. He can tell a good joke.
Yeah. Like, all right, so maybe, how about, instead of Multiple Man, similar kind of vein, the scientist from the hit movie that we all remember, Multiplicity, starring Michael Keaton.
All right, who, okay.
So hands up.
Who's seen this movie?
One, two, three, four.
I have like four more than I expected.
We got four and someone else that's also on our payroll who may have just put his hand up for no reason. Tom.
Cool. All right. You already know, okay, the basics of Multiplicity is that Michael Keaton is like, I'm stressed and I can't bother doing stuff in my life, kind of like what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so
that's
a lovely scientist boy is like, I'll help you out, I'll clone someone. Yeah. And he's like, sick. But then he's like, this is getting stressful, let's clone myself again. He's like, sick. But then his clone is like, things are also getting stressful, let's clone the clone. And he clones the clone and it just becomes an idiot. So I feel, for me though, that happens step one. Because I'm like,
How is step one cloning a clone?
Step two then.
You already had a clone just hanging around.
Whatever. So I'd be like, sick. I love that your solution is simply cloning myself.
Yeah.
They don't have a problem of, you know, someone, you know, taking over.
That's true. It's still clone you, myself. I guess.
We do a lot of stuff, but because he is me and I am him, we hate doing the things.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I guess we've got to get another one. But I don't want to go.
It just sounds like Sandspan's going to be run by a bunch of idiot Zammits.
Yeah, they're going to look like me with your brain.
I shouldn't run this company.
No, well, there's still original Zammit. I mean,
it's just original Zammit being like, I fucked up.
Shit. So I guess maybe my ideal sidekick might be you, Jack.
Oh, that's all right. I can't do what you want a sidekick to do, but I can do other sidekick things like,
sleep in your garage.
I need a coffee in the mornings. I ironed your shirt today. You did iron my shirt today.
That's, again, not a joke. Is an actual thing that happens.
Never learnt and refused to.
I was on such an ironing kick today. I ironed Zammit's shirt. I was like, give me shirts. Let me iron everyone's shirts. But Zammit's was the only one that I did, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he's like a lot of me's would be nice, but I feel that that could go wrong.
I just feel like every sidekick, you've worked yourself out of the situation, which is not what you want out of a sidekick.
Yeah, you need a sidekick that's going to pale in comparison to you.
Yeah.
A sidekick that is going to seem like kind of useful, but kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which just leads me to my sidekick. Yeah.
My ego can't have that.
Yeah. No, so I just need someone like someone that's just no good compared to me.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm picking Superman.
Okay. All right.
First of all, Superman can pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
Which rules, because it means that if I ever have an issue with anything, hey, Superman.
Yeah.
Fix this.
All right.
But also, it's good because like.
No.
Then he's fired as a sidekick. Also, he's a good
man. I'm a good man with good Methodist values. I'll help.
I mean, it instantly puts me into kind of a bad situation because it's going to be very easy for me to accidentally corrupt Superman.
Well, I was I was kind of imagining a comet coming from Metropolis and Superman's like, I will, but first I got to get Joel Dusher a Coke Zero.
Yeah. So what's like, what's
then I'll take care of that comet coming.
Yeah. What's like a sidekick duty you want Supes to perform?
Yeah. What do you need? What do you need in your day to day?
Well, I'm probably not going to drive anymore, which will save me.
Superman's driving your car.
All right.
No.
So you're
no.
Superman, I need to get to the office. Can you help me?
Superman like, can you give me a lift?
Yes. I don't want Superman to drive my car because I still.
But imagine Superman in your car, seeing that go by, and you're like, "Can't Superman fly?"
My big issue was that, like, look, petrol's expensive these days.
Yeah.
And I work on a podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like, look, I feel once Superman is carrying you, you are no longer the sidekick. However, still in the car and Superman is flying, holding it. That's a power move.
I'm going to level with you. I imagine standing on him like a skateboard.
That's also awesome. A good power move.
What about we strap the roof of the car to Superman's belly, and he flies like that, but you're just hanging under him like he's a Zeppelin.
Like a blimp, yeah, that rules.
And we're watching you in the traffic jam, like, fuck that guy with a Superman to take him where he needs to go.
Sorry, I'm a bit sick. No, it wasn't a spew. That was a gross cough. It's fine. I'm not gonna. The audience is very close tonight. I'm not gonna throw up.
I thought it might have just been a bit in your mouth, like a little. But you're gonna carry on because you're a trooper.
Yeah. That's gross. Talking just vomit. Yeah, gross. Don't think about that. I did, and I hated it. Anyway. So yeah, I won't have to drive to work. I might get my car flown to work.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be weird if I don't have a car in the car park.
It's great
that will be my logic. People will be like, oh, did his mom drop him off or something? Superman, you need to leave my car here.
It's great if Superman has you attached to his belly. Because that means he flies down into the park and then on his stomach has to unclip and roll off the roof.
That rolls.
That all you need, Joel? Sweet. And then he flies away.
Yeah.
Or he comes in and helps you at work. I don't know what you're requiring him to do.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, what's he doing at work?
So he's flown you to work.
Yep.
Well, I
also really like the idea of him picking you up in the car and just hucking it at your work. Smash into your office, open it up, get to your cubicle. Car cooling behind you.
So I have the two jobs. One of them I probably don't need him to help unless there's a very messy cinema.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, look. The team that I'm working with aren't going to clean this quickly enough. And the next session of Avengers starts in 6 minutes. Superman, I need you to pick up a broom, get in there, and get that popcorn off the floor.
Superman's quick. He'd take care of it.
But also, that's not a sidekick move. That's a, like, employee move. Because that's, like, referring to everyone that I'm in charge of as my sidekick. I don't trust a lot of those people.
Well, that's the thing, because I'm just, like, thinking myself, like, if I get, like, multiple men or multiple versions of myself to help me out in my job, that's just kind of,
it's
like,
not
me employing them.
Yeah.
I almost need their advice.
Batman is honestly, never, like, Robin, clean the Batmobile.
No.
Maybe.
That's Alfred, and Alfred is not a sidekick.
No.
He's the help. So, really, if I have, like, say, my version of myself and ask him, because psychic is good for advice when you second guess yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, what do I need? And if I have myself, that's great.
Yeah.
Surround myself in a bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
Create like an actual echo chamber where not only is information only going to people that already know it, it's literally just you.
Yeah.
That's just you agreeing with yourself. Is this a good idea? Of course it's a good idea, Joel Zammett.
We thought of
and
it.
And then we high five and we do what we should and we sold John.
Me and you were sitting
idea.
In the studio being like, I hate this new podcast. But yeah, speaking of the podcast, that's the other job that I have.
Obvious.
I'm here. Actually, and being here, so organizing a live tour in a country where you're not from.
Yeah.
Kind of hard because you're like, is this a good venue? Luckily, this one, quite good.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Good job. But a lot of the time I just have round
good,
of applause
good
for...
Good smattering. And great whoever was like, hey, yeah. Rock
was
and roll.
Was that round of applause for me, for the venue, or for Cambridge?
They don't know. They don't know what they're clapping.
They just like to clap.
Look, I'll give you an opportunity to clap again now just to get out of your system. Yeah, good.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There it is. There it is.
It's good. Sort that out.
Good. Everyone feel good now?
The best you get is the clap you asked for. I agree.
Did a massive group just come in, or did you all just stand up because it's easier to see? Are you standing or are you sitting?
Look, they have
I'm
no microphone.
I'm so confused.
And we
maybe
can't
they're
hear
really
them.
Tall.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm sad we've never spoken about audience brain, because it's such a funny thing. When you're in an audience, I get it, you don't really know. If there's a pause, you're like, am I clapping? Is this a woo moment? If he I'm said, silent, is that okay?
He said the name of my city. Do I cheer that?
Do I care? I know I should care, because I'm sure other people in the crowd care, but I don't know if I care.
I feel like I'm on stage with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the audience?
Anyway. You notice it's usually like the first person will do it, and then if no one else does anything, they're a dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
But if
so
they
how
get
was
the,
that first
yeah,
clap?
That was the first clap.
Was
pretty
it good?
Shit. But then he just like he did it again, right?
Yeah.
And then the second person did it, which then encourages the third.
Yeah, because
the
then everybody loves so, the first clap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome for that. I saved you. Yeah, so anyway, podcast. So I could just send Superman to the UK and be like, hey, can you suss out this venue?
Can Superman get a work visa?
He's not working. He's just having a look. Yeah. You're like, hey, Superman, can you go to this bar? How's the event room? Is it good? They got microphones there? Cool, come back.
So you know what, like, is expensive?
Yeah.
Plane tickets.
Oh!
Get Superman on top of a plane. He flies with the plane papoose and he just unclips it when he's over the UK.
So, okay, so we've saved money on flights, but we have to buy a plane.
Yeah.
But then we're good. We just buy it like a lighter than aircraft, like a little one, doesn't have a motor.
No, Jack,
and he just unclips and we just glide down.
Jack, there is three of us.
Yeah.
We just need a decent car.
Oh, man, road trip.
Yeah. Car papoose. Superman up above, and there we go.
What a wild road trip. We will not bring enough food.
No.
You will probably open the door at some point and just fall out.
Well, I've got to piss somewhere. I'm not holding it for a 24-hour period. Shorter. Superman, wait, is he faster than a plane?
He's faster than a speeding bullet.
Is a plane faster than a bullet?
Hang on.
Yes. Yes.
If you shot someone with
a plane is faster than a bullet is what you're saying. Yeah. So okay. I was going to say,
if
fucking
I had
a dumb audience tonight.
And I shot someone.
Yeah.
And if I had a gun that fired a plane.
Yeah. They'll be going at the same speed as a bullet was, but if you got in a bullet and that took off.
Well, if we're going with a Superman
all
from the
so,
movies.
Hang on.
Yeah.
If I'm in the back of a plane,
yeah,
the plane is like mid-flight, and I'm in the back and I shoot, what
happens?
Yeah, so you and the gun and the bullet are already traveling at the speed of the plane.
Uh-huh.
So when you fire, it's the bullet and the plane.
So if I'm on the front of a plane and I fire a bullet and that bullet's going the fastest that the bullet's ever gone before.
How cool for the bullet! If a plane is faster than a bullet and you're on the front of a plane and you shoot, does the bullet go back into your head? And then crash the plane. And they're like, we don't know what happened, but this guy was shot in the head.
I was doing an experiment. I'm dead. I can't.
You can't explain, and no one can explain.
I'm going to start doing that as a new thing, getting the audience to tell you off when I think you're being dumb. So, who's up for it? You? Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
They haven't done anything yet, but you're eager, and I appreciate that.
Ah.
Well, how? Yeah, I'm going to have to pee somewhere, so I will open the... I imagine you'll put me in the boot. Jackson, get in the boot. You love it in there. I do love it in there. And then when I finally get it open, we're miles above the ocean. Superman's carrying
me. The good thing about Superman is, like, if you need to piss, I'll be like, hey, Superman, knock, knock, knock. Time to land in the sea for a bit.
Quick question. Oxygen. Is that a problem?
No.
Superman's got good breath, yeah? Occasionally Superman just winds down a window and breathes into the car.
All right.
He's got heat vision and good breath.
Yeah. Cars were not designed to go this like fast in a sky. So, is that good for a car?
What if we hit a bird?
Yeah.
What if Superman lands and he looks in the car and we're all dead because a bird went in the window and then he just pushes us in the sea? Thank God I can go back to the Justice League now.
Batman's like, what happened?
Where were you? Well, you know Joel, my best friend?
The best is that like, he knocks on, like, they're having that meeting, yeah. And then there's just like a, I'm back. Superman, you're coming back with me.
I have
not
to go.
Not dead yet.
I imagine, I like you at the Hall of Justice in the middle of a meeting and Superman's saying, and you're like, hey, is there Coke?
Can you get me a Coke? Thanks, man.
I'm in the middle of, yeah, all right, I'll go.
No, what were you saying? I'll just take over. Ooh, yeah, we went to hell for a bit.
Another thing a psychic generally helps with is moral quandaries.
Yeah.
Now, Superman is like the best of the best, and you sometimes like crime. So.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You like fighting. That's why Superman only fights bad blokes.
Yeah.
You'll fight anyone.
Yeah.
And what if you find yourself in a situation where you are a bad bloke?
Yeah. Superman's going to have to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Then I'll just ask Superman to break me out of jail as a sidekick.
He would never.
Superman flying away being like, I don't know how I feel about this. You hanging underneath him. Shut up. It's great if you're underneath Superman, you can pat him on the cheek from below, condescendingly.
Or if your car has a sunroof, pat him on his belly.
Rub his belly.
It's all good, Superman. I'm not really evil.
Yeah, I'm a good man.
I'm a good boy, Supes.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, because Supes is like a good nickname for him. I feel like I'd have a bad one.
Well,
for
I feel like Supes just is his nickname.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
People are like, Supes, come on now.
Supes, they actually...
They spell it S-U-P-E-S, not S-O-U-P-S. They don't call him Supes because he loves soup.
Calling him soup and making him eat soup, I'm a big fan of that.
I like the idea of Superman drinking soup in the Hall of Justice and everyone being like,
Because we're Australian, I'd probably call him like Mano or something.
Hey, Supo. Yeah, look, we probably would. Supo, Bado, Wando.
No, Soupy, I reckon.
Soupy.
Soupy.
Super.
Soupy.
Well, in Australia, we'd call him, they'd be like, Soups, Soup, Tomato Soup.
Dead Horse. Which,
yeah, it's rhyming.
No one
okay,
got.
Yeah, look. I mean, no, look, you made that joke, so I'm now going to explain it. So now you're in as much discomfort as the audience who had no idea what just happened.
I like the people in the audience that groaned when they heard Dead Horse because they were like, that's sad.
Like, oh, they said that thing.
I don't know why they said it, but it's upsetting to imagine.
So in Australia, rhyming slang is a bit of a thing when it comes to just talking, I guess. So Dead Horse is tomato sauce. So to show you working there with Zam, we said tomato soup and he was like tomato sauce, but then took it to a jump further. Dead Horse. There you go. And now you can laugh. Yeah.
And that's 101 on how to lose the audience.
I won them. They clapped and laughed.
No, I saw their audience brain be like, what? And then clap. You said what? You're like, you can laugh now. What? Clap.
Hey, audience, you still with me?
I feel if you got to ask for it.
Hey, audience, I'm not asking, but my good friends here are just like talking about you guys. And if I'm you're still on my side, I was just, you know, if you could help me out here, I wouldn't.
Anyway, Superman, I don't know how he'd feel about you doing crime.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be super jazzed.
It seem like that I'm just going to bars and fighting people all the time, which is my life. So that is understandable. It was hard getting a visa. Yes. They're like, you've punched how many blokes?
It's great if you had the Australian visa application. Blokes punched. Oh, do I have to be honest? Yeah, I should.
407. Oh, in total? Oh.
Mate, that is well above the national average. Well, that's too many blokes punched. You're out of here.
That said, if you wanted to keep punching blokes, Superman's good at punching blokes. He's got to make sure that they're bad first.
Yeah. That's great to imagine Superman beating up crooks and then he saves one for you to wallop. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that rules.
All right, you can get this guy. Bam! Except that guy's like, thank God it wasn't Superman. I would be dead.
But at that point, if Superman's walloping 10 and you wallop 1, you're the sidekick.
Yeah. Well, maybe, what about this? Superman straps you to the front of him like a baby.
Uh-huh.
And you punch together. You're like this. You move with Superman.
So you're making a mech suit.
Yeah, a Superman mech suit. Yeah. But it's just Superman.
Superman, yeah.
And I feel like that just because I punch less blokes doesn't make me a sidekick. Because, think about pretty much every... Super villain team up. The mastermind barely does it. Lex Luthor never punches
Superman. You turn
Superman
into a goon. That's what happened.
And I feel if you are like wearing Superman, or Superman has got you in a papoose helping you punch.
Yeah.
The moment that you're putting on Superman, I don't think he's a sidekick.
He's a suit.
He's
at
a
that
suit.
Point.
He's an
point.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Look, you'd fucking scare Superman's villains.
You'd scare me.
Also, imagine if you're one of Superman's villains and you're like, I don't want to punch Superman, I'll kill this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who this guy under the front of him is.
Spitting at them.
Another problem, though, if you're wearing Superman, and Superman is really in the control here, he's biffing people. But then a meteor comes, and he's like, oh, I gotta stop that.
I gotta fly to space. Superman, put me down, put me down.
And then he's like, you can't. Oh, boy.
We did it. Oh, my God. And he pushes you in the river with the car.
Where I deserve to be.
Yeah. I really like that.
Next day, bang on the Justice League door, I'm back again.
Can't die. I really like the idea of Superman like having like a, you know, like a classic villain hero conversation with Lex Luthor, but you're just down here under your breath being like, fuck you. You'll never defeat me, fuck you.
Hey Lex, shut the fuck up for once, how about that?
Please, Dushra, I'm in the middle of a conversation. You'll never get away with it, Lex Luthor. And then you'll...
I'm like, Lex, when was the last time you hit Superman?
Well, I'll die. Yeah. Grow some hair. Superman might unbuckle you. You sound like a nuisance.
Also, all right.
If you've got a problem of like someone maybe having kryptonite, and then that's going to be a problem.
No, that's good because they use kryptonite on Superman, expecting it to stop Superman, but I'm still fine, so I just crack him in the head. Hey, idiot, I can still punch.
That's great, though, because you got to drag Superman behind you.
And he's okay, a heavy bloke.
So wearing a man as a mech suit.
Yeah.
Goes pretty well for me.
Yeah, it doesn't go terrible. It could go worse.
It definitely improves my life.
Yeah. So look, I think you've gone, like both of you, too grand, too big, right? I think you got to go littler. So I choose the kids from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Like literally littler.
Yeah, like literally I meant physically smaller. And that's because I think they would help me groom well. Not... What are you going? Where are you going? Did you all immediately assume I'd be getting them to trim my pubic hair? No, I'll take care of that. That's not for them. They can do beard, hair, teeth,
again,
mouth.
This isn't a
tongue.
Sidekick. This is a barber. Well, not the tongue bit, but
all
they
the
should.
Teeth bit. Yeah. What?
What?
Barbers don't look after teeth.
What with a tongue?
A tongue, you know, you get like that. You need to get a tongue scraper. Like,
yeah, that's what I'll get the kid
if
in there
get
with
a barber
like,
in there with like the straight razor.
No,
first
no.
They are gone.
I'll get the kid in there with the like a scythe, like that they would cut.
Why don't you pick Rick Moranis in the sequel where he shrinks himself?
Fine, tiny Rick Moranis.
At least now that he's old enough to know how to do any of the things you needed him to do.
It's scary because...
If you're like, hey, seven-year-old kid, can you just shave my face? Slit throat.
What do you think I'm giving him to shave my face? I'm giving him one of those old-timey lawnmowers. That's the plan.
Have you ever used one of those?
No.
Okay, I have.
They're not good.
They're not good, but also they're just basically big knives.
Also, gravity is a problem.
I'll lie on my back.
Yeah, your neck curves.
I'll do this.
What about the sides of your face?
I put him there and I just hope I don't get shocked to go, what? And squish him. I also think if I'm getting him to scrape my tongue to get all the gunk that you get on tongues off, that's bad because I might gag and just swallow him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, two questions here.
Oh, hang on.
First, wait. First of all, you know you can just brush your teeth, yeah?
Yeah, but if I got a little Rick Moranis to do it, why not that?
Two.
Before that, quick question. Interject here. So, Jackson, when you're brushing your teeth, what does your tongue do?
It fights the toothbrush. I don't know if that's normal, but my tongue is like, get out of here. Who are you? Why are you invading the mouth?
So...
What's going to happen when you put a little man in there?
Oop. Uh-oh.
Second...
How quickly, if I swallowed Mick Moranis and made myself vomit, would he die?
The vomit probably wouldn't be good for him.
Yeah, a lot of acid in that, so I feel...
Also, what do you think happens with a gag reflex? You said you'd gag and swallow.
Well, I'd just be shocked. I'd be like... And I'd hear,
that was a very unpleasant set of noises.
What? Oh my God, Rick Moranis was in there.
I hate your body.
He can do my chest hair. Whatever, it's Rick Moranis, he can do my pubes, frankly.
Surely just a beautician or just someone with a pot of wax and some strips could do this.
Yeah, but Rick Moranis, imagine how relaxing it would be lying in the sun. Rick Moranis is shaving you with a lawnmower. Yeah. Going across your belly. You maybe he's rubbing in ointment with a mop.
I just want everything you're describing, right, when they're little, right?
Yeah.
I just want you to see, imagine Bruce Wayne asking, one of the Robins to do this.
I have to assume Bruce Wayne asks the Robins to shave him all the time.
Also, this is good for us because what would happen is you'd upset Rick Moranis in about 25 minutes. You'd go to sleep while he did any of his jobs. You wake up and you just have "fuck you" shaved in your pubes.
Yeah. Oh, Rick!
And then your beard, you look in the mirror and the beard says, "I hate you."
I feel he might crawl in your ear and stab.
Jackson, where's Rick Moranis? I don't know. He could be anywhere in my body right now. Take me to a doctor.
You're stumbling along, no balance, bleeding from the
guys, I think Rick Moranis is in my brain. Go to a doctor. The doctor's like, "What's wrong with him?" You're like,
Two He's questions.
He's got a little man in him.
Hey, doctor, two questions. One, have you seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Two, have you seen Ratatouille?
We're scared this might happen. Rick Moranis probably couldn't navigate my skull, though, right? Like, if you got in there, do you think you'd know what was going on?
I don't think I'd need to.
Was I trying to do damage?
Yes.
Then I would just go straight.
Yeah, I wouldn't need to know. I'd just have a little
eardrum. Straight through that. Oh, a skull. Let's just go straight through that.
That's very funny because I'm like, you're like, where's Rick Moranis? I'm like, he could be anywhere. And then I just hear a... and I'm like, oh, I know where he is. You know my eardrum? Yeah, there.
Yeah,
it's gone now, though.
Oh, because you could go through the sinus.
Oh, Rick Moranis crawling out of here and be like, you'll never get me. And just...
You're dumb. You punch yourself in the face to try and
get out of here, Rick Moranis. He's behind my eye.
Oh, imagine getting stabbed in the eye, but from behind.
He just—I like to imagine him just kicking it out. Like that. It just rolls out onto the floor. Rick Moranis is like, "We're fucking taking him out from the inside." Help me, boys.
Is he talking to us?
Yeah.
We're taking him.
I think I'm pushing you in that lake. Along with dead douche in the car.
I'm fine.
You keep coming back.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're like, I'm going to throw you in the lake with dead douche in that car. Wait, there's no dead douche. I'm just standing next to you, be like, hey, what are we doing?
Has Jackson still got that little guy in him? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, off you go.
I think maybe the reason I want Rick Moranis is because I'd like to do that.
Killer man?
No. From the inside out, yes. No, I just think it'd be fun to shave a guy as a tiny guy with a lawnmower. Maybe not the tongue stuff. That sounds scary.
I take it back when I say I'd like you as a sidekick.
Imagine just get a mop. You're on a big belly. You're mopping in ointment. Well, that sounds fun. What's wrong with you guys?
Do you ever stop and think after you talk and be like, wow, that was fucked. Why do I keep talking?
Because
you should.
Never. Why don't you do that to an elephant?
Well, because it's not the same.
Just go to an elephant, get one to lie down, get a bucket of ointment. Because
an elephant can't lie on its back without dying, probably.
I think of
why don't you become a masseuse?
Because then it's not the same. I'm not tiny. I'm going to be tiny with a mop.
Hang on.
Mop and a belly.
What if you become a masseuse for the exclusively tall?
Yeah, well, no, because it's not the same. If there were giants, then yes.
Is a sex thing?
No. It's an adventure thing.
Okay, what is
like
an adventure? Yeah, it's an adventure thing. What's adventurous about standing exactly where you know where you are and using a mop?
Look, I think it's a sex thing. Sorry for the... Do you think it's a sex thing?
I think it's a sex thing.
It's not a sex thing.
Luckily, we have 70, 80-odd people to just... I'm just going to count down from 3, 2, 1. I want you... Let's do a single clap. I'm going to ask you one simple question. Is this a sex thing, okay? 3, 2, 1. That's a sex... It's a lot. It's a lot of people.
I know my sex things. This ain't a sex thing.
Selling a little...
or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's just adventure. I think I get a kick out of using regular janitor implements on the human body. Can't use a broom anywhere as far as I can tell.
Yeah, using regular janitor stuff on the human body doesn't sound like it could be a fuck sexual thing at all.
I'd be so happy if it was a sex thing.
Me too, but actually, it's more unpleasant that you're saying it's not.
Yeah.
If you're like, yeah, I don't know, I just get off to that, I'd be like, cool, man.
No,
like,
yeah,
whatever,
man.
I ain't gonna kink shame, but now that you're like, it's not, I'm like,
It's just adventure. It's just big body adventure. That guy was too much for him.
Yeah, he's
that's fair.
I can't deal with
it. He's like, he won't.
Yeah, he's
Well, I'm
jealous.
And he
kept rubbing my belly with a mop. It's not a sex thing.
That guy got a bigger applause than we've had all night.
Yeah.
He deserved
it. Yeah.
All right.
But why'd you raise your hand? Why not Ant-Man? The
Ant-Man,
crowd's wondering.
Ant-Man can then get big. Stay little.
Yeah. Because if he gets big again, now I'm with Jack. Because then
wait, no!
Be, yes,
Ant-Man's
right.
Perfect, because then he can get big and I can do it to him.
Your responsibilities of a sidekick are weird. Because that means, like, I want a sidekick that gets big and lets me touch their belly.
But then he gets little and I let him touch my belly. With a mop.
In bracket, not a sex thing, I swear.
You're the ones making it sound like smut. I will pure and lovely.
I will remain flaccid. That is 100% a guarantee.
I will
unless
be.
Unless you want me not to be.
I will be.
It's not a
face.
Sex thing. Shave my pubes. See, when it repeated back to you, it's
not
a sex
it's
thing.
It's not
right?
a sex
sounds
thing.
Sounds like I have a sex thing, isn't it?
I wish it was a sex thing. That's great. What an easy thing to get off to.
What?
Not something I can do. It's just another thing in my repertoire of things I can get off to. Right now, it's just a thing I think I'd enjoy doing. I say think because I've never done it. I might get there, mop in hand, and be like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Have you ever mopped the floor?
Once, yeah.
Was that enjoyable?
It's all right.
Why didn't you just do that more?
Because it's not a belly.
Does it need to be fleshy, hairy, or smooth?
Fleshy.
Okay.
I don't care about hair, whatever.
All right.
That's not really part of it.
Oh, that's an odd sidekick, not going to lie. Cool. Well done, Jackson, I think.
So, hang on. Look, before we move on, just one last question for
Jackson.
Sure, what up? And God, I want to move on.
All right.
What does a sidekick do? generic sidekick.
Generic sidekick, instead of help you out, instead of mop up what you can't take care of. Mop up was a poor choice of words. you know, moral support, that kind of thing. You train him up to be like you eventually, I guess, is the aim.
Yeah.
It's the end goal of a sidekick.
Yeah.
And now I want you to answer the question again. Who's the ideal sidekick for you?
Tiny Rick Moranis.
So,
all right.
Hang
and you're
on.
Still confident with that answer?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, before. So, actually, a good point of a sidekick is that they eventually take your mantle.
Sure.
So, like, look, I've got me. They're taking my mantle. I feel like I've just fucked up.
Yeah.
But you.
Superman can take my mantle. Whatever.
Superman.
Surely it's easier to be me than Superman. What are you going to do? Podcast? Go to cinema? Text girls? He should be fine.
Oh, he's a journalist, so he might make a better podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Helpful for you.
Yeah.
He probably won't say dumb stuff on stage, will be a nice change again for you.
That is true.
Yeah,
that
seems pretty good.
So making Tiny Rick Moranis into you.
Well, actually, it works better if it's Ant-Man because we do swap places. That's right.
But I gave you a second opportunity to answer the question. You still said Tiny Rick Moranis.
Well, just something about Rick Moranis' face, I think. He's comforting.
He does have the technology because in the third one he blows up a kid. What if he blows up a Jackson?
Yeah, all right, that rules too.
Or blows himself up.
No, he blows himself up because otherwise it's tiny and very giant.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
I'd happily be the size of Godzilla, whatever. He blows up a kid in the second one.
Third.
No, third. Second one.
Oh.
He shrinks himself in the third one. Pay attention. Honey, I shrunk the kids. Honey, I blew up the kid.
Honey, I shrunk us.
You've got the order wrong, but this is not a nitpicky podcast, so it's fine.
Okay. I'm going to put forward.
He's right.
Yeah.
He at least got the title wrong, because it's not Honey, We Shrunk. Fuck you!
Well, yeah, as we are not a nitpicky podcast, apparently we are. All right, look. Maybe making multiple versions of me, not a great sidekick.
Yeah, look.
Because look, I start basically where I end, okay?
Yeah.
There's no room for growth. So I'm going to pick Skynet.
Okay.
From the Terminator franchise. All I got to do is maybe put some, like, firewall codes to stop it from breaking out and destroying humanity.
What?
And then basically all I can do now is help me. I'll teach it how to upload, like, episodes, because I find that one of the most frustrating things that I got to do in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm teaching how to do that. You simply got to connect to the internet.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
It's going to be rough when thousands of years in the future, they're like, we've traced Judgment Day back to one podcast. Damn it.
All right.
Turns out when they uploaded the episode,
robots fuckable. Skynet were like, you know what?
Hey, whoa.
That's fucked up.
We're getting you guys.
So,
yeah.
I feel a good response would be that he'd help me out. They'd not want to kill humanity
because
I'm great.
Actually, no, you know, I'll help you out here. You haven't installed a firewall because you know fuck all about that.
But
do you know what a firewall is?
No.
Me neither. I just thought maybe.
I always imagine a wall on fire in my computer, and I know that's wrong.
I always imagine, I think, like a Windows 95 icon off a wall that I think you could choose for one of your files, and I'm like, that must be the firewall.
Yeah.
See,
I understand now.
For some reason, and I know this isn't it, it's just that when people say firewall, my brain is associated with the Maze screensaver.
Yeah.
A virus has to manipulate its way
through. It's going to get through the firewall.
If it gets through the maze, look, have my files. Well done. Good job, guys.
That's great, because a fucking rat can get through a maze.
Only if there's cheese at the end.
That's true.
Yeah. So you won't install a firewall, which means that Skynet will probably be like, you know what, maybe this guy's all right. He's not trying to hinder us at all. In fact, he's given us free reign literally from the start.
Day one.
So you might end up still causing Judgment Day, but you might be on the winning side.
You might be like one of the humans they keep as a pet.
Which...
that's all right.
Would you call...
being a pet? Not being...
If your dog was like, you're my sidekick. No.
If in the future dogs ruled the world and they kept you as a pet, is that good?
Am I the sidekick? No, I'm the pet.
Which is
like all right because I don't have worry. Like look at like you know any pet generally no worries.
Yeah.
So like you know they'll feed thing... me, water me.
Yeah.
Rub my belly.
The That's only thing good. That a dog is really stressed about is whether or not their owner will come home. But you will be stressed about that because you don't want them to come home because they're scary skeleton robots. You're not going to be at the door like, oh, where are you? You're going to be hiding, presumably.
But perhaps as like, you know, one of their first pets, they might take pity on me.
Yeah.
And maybe form an attachment as you do with like the very first pet you own.
Yeah.
So maybe in the future, rather than Arnold Schwarzenegger, it'll be my dumpy body that they
sent back in time.
And like, neat.
Hey, when, you know, in Terminator 2 when he's at the bikey bar nude.
Yeah.
How would you get clothes?
Whoa. A lot of bribing, I feel. A lot of pleading and maybe tears. Hey, so I'm sorry, but as you can see, very nude.
Who's this nude man in our bike?
Yeah, what would you... I'm worried about the bribe because... Yeah, yeah, just pull out your wallet.
Oh, so sorry. Hey, buddies. I know you seem... Why would you want to punch a nude guy? That's weird.
Is this a sex thing?
He's right. It does feel weird to punch a nude man.
How can you just?
I'm giving him my vest.
Thank you. Look, now that's great because now I have a vest and my cock's out. So maybe look, doesn't have to be pants. A sock will help.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. This
that any scene in that movie, but it's you in a biker vest and a sock on your cock is wild.
Come with me if you want to live. No.
No.
No, I'm good.
I'd like to die, please.
Don't need that. You've had ample opportunity to get pants.
Yeah. Same with that bit where Edward Furlong is like down on one leg. That's just me with a sock on my cock. That's not pretty.
I now understand why you humans wear pants. That's not what we taught him at all. We were trying to teach him to laugh. Thank God. That's what they say. Thank God he's going.
Sitting there with a, like a fucking Gatling gun.
I imagine that for some reason, so the end of Terminator 2, it's you, but flipped. So the last thing he sees is legs and your dick.
Why?
And the dick gives a thumbs up.
Why do you go in back first?
Even if you'd like fall in, on your back, and they're like, why would he do that? Turn over! Please, the last thing we're ever going to see is your dick. Yep.
And then the last shot is like, the tip of my dick just falls into lava. That's kind of sweet.
What a film.
What a film. 10
That's
out of 10.
That's not sweet. What?
Wow.
That's Sarah Connor and John Connor.
You have a worrying attachment to your own penis.
I like it. I don't know what I'd do without it. I'm very attached.
Yeah, but like when I see mine, I'm not like, oh, sweet.
What a little
age. I don't get nostalgic for my own dick, which it sounds like
should.
Do you get nostalgic for past dick? Are you like, my penis from when I was 21? Those were the days. Look, I will when I'm like 60.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was like,
I'll be like, my balls got so long.
My
pubes
white
now.
I'll be like, surely I have the same amount of skin. What happened?
Here's the problem. So you guys in like your late 20s, right? Yeah. Is this thing is like the balls still have some elasticity, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And usually you like, look, here's a little fact. One will always hang lower than the other. Mm-hmm. But when you're like young, you don't really notice it. When you're post 30, you notice it. Okay?
We're not that far from 30 and my balls...
Yeah, well...
My balls are a mess because one's fake anyway. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on down there.
You've got
imagine if they got tighter as you got older.
Like they
don't
get tighter
imagine.
Your nose gets smaller and your ears shrink.
Gross.
Nice.
Reverse aging.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm unhappy with this choice.
Yeah.
But I get to keep my job.
Hey!
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take it.
This works better for us.
And plus, if Skynet is like, I'm their pet, you guys get like, I guess, association goodness, so you're not going to get murdered.
We can be feral in the backyard.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Woof! Jackson, you can talk. No, we're feral, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Woof, woof! Woof, woof, woof! Woof, woof! Thanks for giving me pants!
Why do they get pants, Skynet?
Woof!
Woof, we asked, woof. Because Woof, when I went into the future, woof, was like, bast, I mean woof. Woof, 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 I've been attacked, please give me clothes, woof.
Yeah. Every day is fear, woof. It's so hard to find food. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Robots don't eat food.
Robots all the bananas have rotted away.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, look.
What a terrifying future.
Best
yeah, look, not ideal.
Look, maybe Superman was aiming too high.
Maybe.
Maybe that is not the person I should have been aiming for, because like Superman, basically the perfect specimen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is everything. The man that's super.
Yeah.
Someone that's in charge of an entire city. Like, just... He's probably got too much going on.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess I'm going to go to my backup plan.
Sure.
Batman.
I don't know if I like the fact that a sidekick will have sidekicks.
Yeah, that feels wrong.
Yeah.
It's like a dog owning a dog.
Yeah.
Not into it.
I've got an army.
You've got like a weird family now.
Yeah, it won't be the Bat family anymore. It'll be the Joel family.
Does Batman move into your house with you and Goose?
Yes.
Is he bringing Damien and Tim and...
And his Batcave.
The other guys.
Are they sleeping on the...
My house just got cooler.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Are they sleeping on the floor?
Yeah, we've only got enough bedrooms for the amount of people that live there currently.
Yeah, you're going to have a busy, packed house full of Batman and his kids.
Yeah. Does that make them my grandkids?
Yes.
No. That...
I'm
going to
trust the sensible man in this podcast and say yes.
Yeah.
I'm a grandpapa now. That rules.
Oh,
that's nice.
Are you changing his uniform now that it's the Joel family?
Yeah.
Or is it the Dusha family?
Is everyone wearing black jeans and a black long sleeve shirt now?
No.
Okay.
Black pants, a black t-shirt, and my face on it. So yeah, basically what I'm wearing now, except with me, not a crude drawing of Wayne Gretzky.
Does that mean that when criminals are fighting Batman, they're like, poof, poof, who's that? That's Joel, my granddad.
No, I'm Batman's...
Oh, sorry, that's Joel, my dad. Didn't your dad die in Crime Alley? It's complicated.
Oh, maybe he gives up the mantle because he's like, I got a dad again.
All it took was someone to adopt Batman.
Okay. Fuck, that's easy as.
So you're adopting Batman.
Yep.
I wouldn't call myself my dad's sidekick. All right, let's
go. You could.
In a way, I guess we're all trying to like...
I am absolutely my dad's sidekick. I just look like a little fatter version of him.
It's funny because my dad is like quite short. I just tower over him.
Is your sidekick.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate power move. Also, I like that it seems like you forcefully adopted Batman, which is just a great thing to imagine.
Batman! Batman!
What?
You're my son now!
Who?
Oh my god, Daddy!
I thought you were dead.
It's also...
Where's Mom?
No. Oh, fuck.
It's just me.
Martha.
No, Joel.
Mother!
Mom's back too. It's Tom. Tom Edgars.
What?
Mommy.
Now you've got like a mentally unstable Batman.
Living in your house, thinking he's your child.
And also, like, because Batman makes a vow. He makes a vow at 10 years old that he's going to, like, make a war on all crime.
Yeah.
Like a smart boy. And as he's, like, in his 30s, he's like, yep, that's still something I keep to. Good.
Yeah.
And the reason, the whole crux is that his parents die. You and Goose now adopting him.
Uh-huh.
He then stops fighting crime.
Perfect.
He's going to be on the couch eating chips.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Oh, leave me alone, Dad.
Dad, you're always riding me. Fuck.
I'm going to play Nintendo.
When I was your age, it hasn't happened yet.
But I imagine I'll be like this.
Yeah.
What? No, I had a job. What?
Because, look, if anyone's going to turn into a sullen teen, he's Batman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Batman
is
30.
Yeah.
All of a sudden goes through his 15-year-old face.
You're going to have to take him and do all those father-son things. Take Batman baseball.
Yeah. Can you
take
play catch
Batman
with Batman?
Baseball.
Can I play catch with Batman? Yeah. Fuck yeah, I love catch.
Oh, I don't want to play Dad.
All right, nerd.
Oh, I'm going to Edgar's.
All right. Mummy's boy.
I wish my parents were dead again.
You don't mean that.
Then you hug in a baseball
game. And slams the door.
All the poor, like the Robins, just being like, where's Batman? Someone's like, some guy came up, he's his dad
this
now.
Is weird.
I don't know.
And one of the robins is like, well, who's going to adopt me now?
I am his actual son. What the hell?
Hi, I'm your grandfather. Nice to meet you, Damien.
Okay.
What?
You've made a complicated family unit for yourself, not going to lie.
No, it's manageable.
You may have also crippled Gotham forever.
Yep.
Well, not necessarily, because once Batman is out of the... Like, the whole thing with Batman is he basically creates his own villains.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. I always thought it was the Bat Demon, but sure, all right.
Gotham crime wave started by new dad.
So everyone's coming after me now.
Yeah, well, you're the cause.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything.
Give Batman up!
No.
Put him out the front of a fire station or whatever.
I refuse. Local man refuses to give up son, is what the headline will say. I'm not leaving my boy.
Oh, but the sad scene of, like, you know, Jim Gordon just pressing the bat signal and no one coming.
I'll turn on my light that says no.
I like the idea of you having
bat signal turns on, then another light turns on that just says, shut up, Jim!
Yeah.
That's funny because that was a reveal who's turning on the bat signal.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Mad Will starts playing.
Yeah.
Look, you've crippled a city.
Yeah, look.
And my life is...
And your life is...
What are you actually getting out of this?
Yeah.
Money.
That's
heaps
set.
Of it.
You adopted him for his money, which is not a thing that ever happens anywhere. That is just not a thing that occurs, but you did it. Trendsetter.
Yeah.
Innovator in the world of adoption.
People will call me the new Steve Jobs and new dad.
Joel DeVish, a man becomes father to world. Anyone needs me to be their dad, I'll do it.
Bruce, you'd like some brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, not
Let's make
hates.
It happen.
How many people can you legally adopt? Is there a limit?
46, I reckon.
Ah, that makes sense.
104.
Ooh, that's a lot of kids.
Someone said 20. Why? 12. 12.
No, I get it. 12 days of Christmas. I'm there. 12 months in a year. Yeah.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen.
It's cheaper to adopt 12 than it is
it's
to adopt.
It's cheaper to be by the dozen.
Yes.
That's
or by the dozen,
true.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there an upper limit to how many kids you can have? I feel there should, but...
I don't reckon. I reckon if Joel Dusha went on stage at like in a TED talk or whatever and was like, if you want to be adopted right now, whoever you are.
If you want to be adopted right now, whoever you are. What's the next line?
You just neglected your new son.
You're a terrible
You're bad.
Sorry.
Sit back down. You've already proven as the head of the adoption agency. No.
He's your brother.
Yeah,
what?
But
this is a confusing family.
This family is falling
your dad
apart.
For your brother. Anyway,
I hate this family.
You're all adopted, whether or not I guess you have parents that you love
now,
more than
hang on
me.
A quick question: any of you here a couple or married?
Rock and roll.
Your brothers and sisters are married, and I don't like it.
What have you done?
I'm sorry.
You're a bad dad.
I'm a great dad.
Anyway, look, I think the answer really is obvious.
Yeah.
Rats!
Like,
okay, hang on. Let's
rats
just...
from where?
Just what? Movies have rats. Plenty of movies have rats.
Like, are we talking like Willard rats or like...
Just
Ratatouille rats.
Imagine a movie that has a cave in it.
Done.
The rats that are in that cave.
Okay.
You're getting us on a technicality because it was fictional character. Because if it wasn't fictional, my sidekick would probably be... Joel Zammit, because that's funny.
Aww.
Joel's
I'm
and
your
Joel's.
Boss sometimes.
it's funny if your boss is your sidekick.
Yeah.
Anyway, rats.
I just think if I had, like, say, 100, 200 rats with me at all times, any problem I face, I could kind of solve.
Well, what if the problem is people not talking to you?
The rats are on my side, so if I needed to be in a fancy environment, I'd be like, rats, get hidden. And they wouldn't make that noise, though. Everybody would be like, wee.
So, what about diseases?
I just don't... I'm not like, hey, rats, you want to bite me? They're my friends.
Yeah, look. All right.
How are they
hit me up with a problem that a sidekick will solve, and I'll tell you how I'll solve
sleeping
it with a rat.
Sleeping too much.
Sleeping too much? I'm like, hey, rats, when my alarm goes off, I won't wake up, but bite my... Oh, the diseases.
Hey! There it is.
Scratch my face. There's I wash diseases. Each rat every night to make sure they're hygienic, and then I get them to scratch my face awake.
All right, so you've got boils on your hands from washing your hands too much due to washing 200 rats every night.
And your face is just scarred to shit with so rat
how the
bites.
How the rats fixing
but
that
But I'm awake
problem.
On time. How I wake up every morning scared because it's from pain, but then I'm like, that's right, my 200 rats, that's I'm good. Hooray. Moral quandaries?
Yeah.
Well, rats.
Rat, look, you need to get a job. How are the rats helping?
Yeah.
The rats go in and they wreck the place. They get someone fired. They get heaps of people fired so that they really need employees desperately. And then I come in and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. Or I'm like, hey, do you have a rat problem? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, well, I'm a bit of an exterminator.
Uh-huh.
And then I tell the rats to go. Yeah, look, that's fair. Catch her out.
Okay.
Too much rat talk. I get it.
Yeah, look, fair.
Yeah, I could just go in and me and the rats will have like a grift together. I'll pretend they'll... What's the opposite of exterminate? Insterminate.
Yeah.
A building.
Yeah.
Okay, you're hopping down there? Yeah, good.
He loves sitting down. All right.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
It's
sorry,
weird.
Did you not want me to sit? I can sit there.
Oh, I want to sit here.
No, it's okay. All
right.
I'm seeing a lovely comedy
Don't call
ship.
Him daddy.
Not
just
good.
Just going to put like, it's a request from me to you.
New so, dad is fine.
So I get good. The rats to exterminate a place.
Done.
Yeah.
Then I go in and I say, hey, I'm an exterminator.
Yeah.
Were you just exterminated? And they're like, yes, with rats. And then I say, I'll get rid of them. And then all I got to do is go in and be like, hey, rats. Fuck off. And then...
So you're Pied Piping this situation.
Yeah, I Pied Pipe.
All right.
So
now, that's a good grift.
That's a great grift.
That's fucking great. All right.
And then I can leave some rats over so that when I come back, they're like, you didn't get all the rats. I'm like, oh, I'll come back again.
I hope that you fucked that up and it makes you bad at your job because you accidentally leave too many rats. And they're like, why would I hire you again? You fixed no problems.
What about, like, moral quandaries, right?
Sure.
So something like, say, if someone helps you out, like, you know, like the whole, like, trolley philosophy thing where it's like, you know, a big thing is coming.
Do
like
nothing 10 days, do something one day.
Yeah.
Well.
And you're going to be like, oh, this is a moral quandary. I should speak to my side, well, in this case, Kicks. Kicks.
Hey, rats. And they're
what
like,
what do I do?
And I'm like, how do I fix the trolley problem? And they're like, and then I'm like, they're rats. They don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like rats are going to say, kill all 11.
Yeah.
Rats are going to be like, kill them and give us their meat. And then I guess I just do that.
Sorry, was this your chair?
Does one of you want to be on stage? You're more than welcome to.
All right.
That was worth it for that. Just look of panic.
That was a moment of like, I no longer know the rules.
He can get off stage and sit in the seats? Oh, no.
Anything's possible. I could just go right now. I can just drop this mic and leave
forever.
There's
a door right there.
Yeah. There are no rules.
I think that door's locked, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty embarrassing if I was like, look.
Everyone close your eyes.
Run. Yeah. Moral quandary may be a bit hard because I don't know what rats want. I don't speak rat. So.
Yeah. But you are communicating with them somehow. So I feel
Do you have like a psychic link?
No, I imagine.
Because how are you going to tell them to do any of the things you claim that you're going to tell
them
how to do?
Rats, get in here. They're like, oh, fucking sick. Rats, leave.
Fuck.
Do you just have a bag of rats?
Or you're like, hey, 200 rats. I'm going to leave you in my fucking room. Wake me up at 7. You go to sleep. And they start nibbling on your toes. You're like, oi.
It's 7. Time to get up.
It's very funny to imagine me releasing 200 rats and being like, wake me up at 7. And just like 4 hours later, my eyes red from not being able to sleep. Rats running because this isn't working out.
Several rats trying to eat your like, tongue.
Oh, they keep biting me.
I just can't get past the, like the idea of. Yeah, it's. Yeah, bye. Yeah.
We lost another one.
People are
Oh, look, fair. Yes, people are
Go on.
Be like...
Yeah, having a plastic bag full of rats is just a visual that I'm never going to be able to forget.
It's great to imagine them being like, Jackson, can you solve my extermination problem?
Like, yeah, sure.
Slay! In a fucking gym.
Rats just run out of the bag. They're like, no, I said fix.
Yeah! Oh, rats, come back home!
Or like...
Get back in the bag!
Oh.
They're gone. They didn't really listen to me, Hapes.
I can only presume that they scared the other rats away and they've now run into the street.
You're welcome.
Your business is... pest free.
$100. I also like the idea of, like, I don't know, like I'm walking along and I find a wallet that's not mine with $100 in it. I'm like, moral quandary. What do I do, rats? And they the just.
Oh, wait, no, moral, because so you got that, you know, the trolley experiment again. Mm. You got this big thing coming down. If you do nothing, 10 people die. If you do one thing, pull a lever, one person dies. But if you have 200 rats that gum up the tracks, you're fine.
I just throw them under the trolley you and derail it.
There you go.
Is there people on the train?
Who knows?
Oh, more, no.
More than 11?
Ah, whoops.
20 people and 200 rats died today.
I fixed the riddle.
Bloody solved it. It's also very funny with the wallet for me to dump the rats and the rat horde just take the wallet away. Oh.
I guess the moral quote was handed in. I can only assume the rats took it to the local police station.
Going into the police station 2 weeks later and being like, hey, did any rats hand in a wallet? Do I get that? Sorry, sir.
So imagine you're trying to like do some editing of something and like you're fucking up and like, oh, I know what to do. 200 rats, dump them on your laptop.
And any second now, they'll edit this episode up too sweet. Jackson, is that the sound of rats? No.
No. I'm doing my job properly.
You trying to fix things with 200 rats again? No. It's also very funny when I'm like, if I'm real cocky about having the rats wake me up. I'm like in the morning, and then I come in the morning covered in bites. And you're like, how'd that work out for you? Yeah, real good. Gonna do it again tomorrow night.
That's good.
Yeah, I love it. Jackson, you look sick. I feel great.
You're bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
Nah.
I asked the rats to do this.
That's a funny goof, so you thought it was a bad.
You thought that my rat plan wasn't working, but it's working.
I actually love this.
Anyway, I gotta go wash my rats for tomorrow. Can someone help me catch them? Imagine the sounds through the bathroom door of me washing the rat. Fuck, get in there. Ah, they're out. Oh my God, they're all over the floor. It's splash, 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 splash.
The worst part is
dumping 200 rats into a bathtub. The sound that would make.
The worst part is he lives at your house.
I know.
That's your bathroom. I'm not coming over as much anymore.
Dog. She's not going to know what to do.
I sort of imagine you, Zaman, sitting
are
on the...
Rats just small dogs.
Yeah.
Small, gross, greasy, disease-ridden dogs that don't listen to Jackson and cannot be tamed.
I like to imagine you on the toilet as I go into the bathroom, just sitting there hearing the... Pff, you're like, those are rats. That's not Jackson getting in the bath. That's rats. Move out of the way. I also need to wash.
Jackson, don't wash with the rats!
Don't wash with the rats! No, no, no! He's doing it. It's too late.
Jackson bathes with 200. What color would the water be?
Black.
But it would have that, like, oily thing on top. Yeah. And the confusing thing is it from the rats or from Jackson?
I don't know. It's impossible to tell.
I'm honestly a bit surprised you weren't just like, yeah, that just happens. We have a bath. I'm like, no.
Isn't that normal? Everybody gets a grease film on top. You know
get
when you leave
bath
your
scum.
Yeah, you leave your hot chocolate out for too long and it gets that like thick thing on the top. That's just baths, right? You have to roll it up or something.
So I think, look,
I hate you and your rats.
Look, I feel at the end of the day, maybe the best sidekick is no sidekick. I'm pretty confident that I don't want one.
I've grown quite attached to my rats. Obedient or not, I think I love them.
And you mightn't like a sidekick, but I just got like 70 children. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a win for you.
How many kids did you get today?
Zero.
None, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I like to think of the rats as my children. Yeah.
You win.
I win on the child front.
I adopted 70. You adopted 200.
Yeah.
Good luck feeding all them mouths, dickheads.
What a rat.
You guys
eat.
Don't like food, right? Yes. Look.
Yeah.
Look. I gotta go.
Deadbeat dad.
Yes. Batman's back.
Batman's backstory is fucked in that situation. My dad died, then he came back, and then he abandoned me. I hate crime, but I'm also confused.
He was so much younger,
though. I hate dads.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I've created a villain that bashes dads.
And hopefully he'll deal with that rat problem.
Yeah.
What and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
Vote rats.
Vote. Vote rats.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.